In New York City, almost 70% of public high school students are attending schools that are considered low-performing by the state. The city's been moving quickly in the past few years to replace its worst high schools with new, smaller schools. But as Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports, the reform movement is leaving behind many special education students. Those children are more likely to be stuck in violent and failing high schools.
The Brooklyn Academy of Science and the Environment is typical of the new high schools in New York City. There are just 200 kids, meaning classes are smaller and more personal. Students with disabilities are mixed right in with everyone else. Special ed teacher Jared Levy drops by each class to work with students. Today he's meeting with a ninth grader about his science report.
What's wrong with that?
The comma.
Good. There's no comma between when there's an and, no comma.
The Academy is one of four small schools located inside a large neighborhood high school that's being phased out because it was failing. One out of 10 students in the larger school needs special services, but only 5% of the kids in the smaller Academy are in special ed. Academy Principal Veronica Peterson says those low numbers weren't by choice.
I really wanted special education students.
But Peterson believes most parents didn't know about her academy when it opened 2 years ago. She also didn't have a dedicated special education teacher until last fall. Before then, she shared one with the other schools in her building.
I did not have the funds to support the kind of structure that I have right this minute. The special ed teacher, the after-school learning support center. All of the things that are in place right now, it took conscious planning and sacrifice.
Peterson's school isn't alone. An investigation by WNYC Radio using fall enrollment data found small new high schools have a disproportionately low percentage of special education students, less than 8% compared to 12% of the high school population. Many more of these students tend to wind up in the city's worst schools, 18% at schools the state says are failing, and 17% at schools the city considers so violent they're worthy of extra police. School officials acknowledge these findings aren't surprising. Eric Nadelstern is a chief academic officer at the city's education department.
Historically, the neediest kids have had the fewest options.
City officials say these failing schools are doing a bad job educating most students, not just those in special education. And that's why they're opening more alternatives. About 75 small high schools have opened in the past 3 years. They've gotten millions of dollars from outside donors. But Nadelstern, who is helping to lead the effort, says it will take time for these schools to incorporate more special needs students.
You're talking about a much broader range of learning needs, requiring a variety of different kinds of settings that require a critical mass of youngsters and resources.
As the schools grow, he says, they're supposed to take on more of these students by their third year. But the teachers' union says the small schools should have been ready right from the start. Carmen Alvarez is vice president for special education at the United Federation of Teachers.
You would never start up a new school without an English teacher or a math teacher, but they would start up a new school without a special education teacher and the related services that these young people may need.
The education department says it will begin offering the small schools grants they can use to expand their special education enrollments. Some are already making progress. One school in the South Bronx now has an enrollment that's 20% special ed, far more than the citywide average. The principal says most of these kids are passing their classes. For some, that success bolsters the argument that small schools can and should be doing more to help needy students. Jill Chaffetz is executive director of Advocates for Children in New York City.
These aren't kids who should be put somewhere else and dealt with at a later time. They're kids just like every kid who needs to get a good education. And so you need to be figuring out, and you in this case, I mean the school, how you're going to serve them, and not later on, but immediately.
But right now, it's clear that many of these students will have to wait. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.